This one's for you. In Madison, but we're not there now. East Lansing, what a place, great to be here. Those of you looking for it, we had a tough time. Who would have thought that East Lansing's actually east of Lansing? We're driving around in circles, and we thought, well, the GPS thought Michigan State was actually in Lansing.
It was fooled.
What was that building in Lansing? We went in there, there was no campus or anything.
No.
And we go east, and there's East Lansing. Okay. It's like east of Eden, only Lansing. Well, in Lansing, who knew it, is the capital of Michigan. I had no idea all these years. And we... You know, I thought it was Battle Creek. Isn't that the capital?
That's the breakfast capital of the world.
Okay. Because we memorized those. What grade that was? Sixth grade, I think it was. Huh? What? What about them? You got Tourette's or something? Why are you shouting cornflakes at me? What?
Invention in Battle Creek.
Battle Creek invented cornflakes?
That's where.
Good. Thank you very much, sir. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you. Just, you know, shout out anything in the course of the show. It doesn't even matter if it's appropriate, because that's the kind of show it is. Anyhow, yes, that's good to know. Anyway, so, yes, here we are. And Lansing, we're sitting actually near the rather masculine, I must say, dome of the state capitol. It is the most narrow, elongated state capitol I've ever seen, and there's got to be something behind that, I would think. Ours is very feminine. Ours is
yes.
Clearly feminine, and yours is something else again. East Lansing, of course, is the capital of Lansing, so there's that. All part of Greater Sparta. Yes. Just coming back, from a loss to Athens in the Peloponnesian War. That was a tough loss. That's how we feel when we lose to Northwestern, you know, just a bunch of eggheads, you know, Athens. Always was, always will be. Art Schmart, you know, it was Athens, it's nothing. That's why there is no Athens teams, you notice that?
Yeah, I see that.
You don't have, like, Penn State Athenians.
No.
No. They could, but they don't. I mean, Pythagoras, you know, give me a break. I'll give you a theorem. You want a theorem? I'll give you a theorem. Avocado. Avocado. Is it Avocado's number? I don't know what that is. Those Greeks. Athenians. No good. Sparta, much better system under the demigod Izzo. Who they worship here. And the sub-functionaries, it's an oligarchy, so they have sub-functionaries, Vic and Verge. I'm not saying East Lansing is all MSU. After all, there are 46,000 on campus and 46,525 in East Lansing. Now, I don't know if that includes the 46,000, you know, but even so, that's 525 people with no connection whatsoever to the university. Also known as Walmart Spartans. Very much like Madison, Madison Light, we think of it as, you know, it's the same great taste, less filling. If you shaved Bucky, he would look very much like Sparty. And gave him a Leno chin and all that kind of. In fact, it's my kind of town. Maestro? My kind of town, East Lansing is my kind of town. Buffalo Wild Wings. East Lansing is Campbell's Smoke Shop. East Lansing is the Curious Bookshop. East Lansing is Footgear Birkenstock. East Lansing is Moose Jaw Mountaineering. East Lansing is Crunchies. East Lansing is Spartan Stadium. Where's the naming rights? Gamma Phi Beta. East Lansing is Snap Fitness. East Lansing is 21st Century Comics. East Lansing is Baker Woodlot and Rajenda Neotropical Migrant Bird Sanctuary. East Lansing is the Peanut Barrel. East Lansing is One Town Gym that won't let you down. It's my kind of town. East Lansing is, yes, the Breslin Center. Breslin Center. Meant to get that in there. East Lansing is 111th in places rated, which is pretty good. Actually, that's out of about 329, not 112. So, double A in golf, A in bowling, A in movie theaters, B in restaurants, C for the Potter Park Zoo. Okay. Not really here anyway. Spartan's got an A. Yep. 1.215 game seats per capita, which means that you can lap over onto your neighbor's seat. Half of one cheek. The way I figure it. 130th in education, still not bad. That was before the cuts. 78th in the arts. That's after the body image show at the union. So. The old fight song we discovered here, looking through the archives, were mallards on the banks of the old red cedar, thinking about a duck and hoping to meet her. I guess that one never caught on, though. In the greater East Lansing news and Michigan news, in the budget wars, the state of Michigan actually was shut down. It is now the state of inertia. And nothing has changed. That's the beauty. Actually, it proves that you don't need a state.
Yeah.
You don't need a state. They run regardless. Coach D'Antonio, he's one of the Musketeers, wasn't he? D'Antonio? He's through six of the seven stages of grief after the Iowa game. The anger, denial, more anger, more denial, officiating, and anger / denial, followed by Facebooking. That's number seven. Just in time for Sparty to strap on his Under Armour to play outside at Minnesota, where the Golden Gophers are even out for the first time, come out of their tunnels. So that could go either way. I think you guys got a good chance against them. They're not used to being outdoors either. In other news, city council candidates displayed as body types at the MSU Union. The student, okay. I meant to eliminate that one. That doesn't make sense. The student who intended to jump off the chemistry building wrapped in explosive was not a terrorist, but just looking for extra credit for Chem 141. Hoping to get into 444 chemical safety. He also threatened to jump onto a burning couch after a Spartans game. So he's just high-spirited, is what I'm saying. MSU Green Cow Initiative to put pilot lights on Holsteins. The Michigan Department of Transportation is going to sell deer crash permits, so that should be a moneymaker. And you get to throw them in the trunk, or they throw you in the trunk, depending on who wins the collision. MSU archaeologists discover a 16,000-year-old sand dune beneath the Munn Ice Arena, and we'll ship it to the MSU Dubai campus. Or apparently they need more sand dunes. I don't know why they would do that. This is unusual because usually you find sand on top of ice back in Wisconsin. Broad Art Museum painted with too broad a brush. Question mark? Oh, that's a question. Too broad a brush? MSU gets new emergency notification system. Okay. The vet school is looking for a matador to lead bulls into the large animal MRI on campus. for a cow scan. They're very proud of that. The Spartans find silver lining inside their football helmets. That's Coach's idea. They've actually put silver linings inside the helmets. They should put the brushes on top, really. I don't know if they've ever done that here, but that's what's scary about a Spartan, you know, is that big brush on top. And that could mean anything. What does that mean?
Danger.
Danger, exactly. Put the brushes on there, I'm telling you. It'd be a great thing. Plus, for headbutting, you can't beat it. And wear the Leno chins. I think that would be a great thing, too. The Michigan medical marijuana leads to an upsurge in Owosso, Wowie, Kalamazoo, Chronic, and Battle Creek, Snap, Crackle, and Pot. And, of course, Needmore. What about those folks? An estimated 5,000 of the 6,000 Michiganders, or the Michigas, I'm not sure what they're called, Michiganders, with marijuana permits got so high they rolled a medical doobie in their permit. That's self-defeating. You don't see the concealed weapon people cleaning their weapons with their permits, do you? Drunk sleeping charges dismissed against the county judge at Dusty's parking lot pajama party. Okay. If you don't like that, you don't like home cooking, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Business uptick with new Michigan calling centers for Bangladeshi appliances. Okay, then what about this? UP to be Upper Gitmo. That should bring in some bucks, much needed up there. The governor says she will cut 3 of the 4 H's of ag programs on campus. And 1 H just doesn't cut it for me, I don't know. 1 H, you know. Students are advised to rake leaves onto couches before burning or face fines. In a money-saving renovation, the first floor of Hubbard Hall will be house both an Atom Smasher and a Sparty's convenience store. So, very similar, actually, in function. Michigan recruiting investigated there at Ann Arbor as Rich Rod accused of using undocumented linebackers. Okay. Cover me, will you? I think it's time to... A Holland, Michigan woman loses an entire Rachel Ray in weight at one sitting. At one sitting. That shouldn't be in there. Tom Izzo to go with the same suit and tie this season. It's a winning combination for him. He will give the pants a full court press, however. Whoa! And we're just about through this now. Michigan exempt from federal hate crimes law. It was ruled here. So gays, Jews, and Walmart Wolverines... We can still expect to take a ribbing. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. East Lansing. And Lansing. There is no West Lansing. That's Grand Rapids, I guess.